Dan, researchers at the University of Utah Hospital in Salt Lake City did a year-long study with close to 300 participants where they used a 15-minute-long mind-body therapy intervention for people who had intense pain. What did they find?
Well, what they found was really shocking. In 15 minutes of using either mindfulness or hypnosis, they found a significant reduction in pain. They had them in three groups, either mindfulness, hypnotic suggestion, or simply pain coping education. Well, all three reduced anxiety, but the ones in the hypnotic group had a 29% reduction in pain. Patients who were in the mindfulness group experienced a 23% reduction in pain. This is amazing.
So this is the kind of pain relief you get from taking an opioid painkiller, right?
Yep. It's quite impressive. And boy, when you think about the social and medical implications of this. Now, look, this isn't a miracle. 15 minutes of meditation or hypnotic suggestion is not going to change someone's life. What we know from meditation anyway is that it's dose related. So the more you do it, the more effective it's going to be. You know, if you practice it, if you do it once, twice, three times a day, it can begin to change your relationship with the pain.
What do you think the mechanism is? What's actually helping here?
Well, what mindfulness meditation is, the quick and dirty definition, is just observing what's happening moment by moment without judgment. So when you sit there and you're in pain, you observe the pain, but that's not all that's happening. Right, you can observe your breath, sounds in the room, temperature in the room. Pain is just one of the things going on. So what this does is it cuts down on stories about the pain. This is agony. I can never live with this. What does this mean? You know, stories we tell ourselves. That's number one. It cuts down on the stories. But what happens is your brain figures out that you can sit with this for 15 minutes. You don't have to do anything. You can just sit with this for 15 minutes, and your brain body learns that this pain is not a crisis. It's not an emergency. You can sit with it for 15 minutes and manage it. And when the body relaxes like that, everything is easier.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mikan.